Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Tato. Apakati, Katakos, take a pillar, take a bean deal, swim, and you run any. Oh, Fakalaka, so Valerasi, Valerakatimakati. Oh, like a flowing river. Thank you, Father, for we flow with ease like a flowing river. Hallelujah. And in your Siketi, Leros, take a pillar, for stick a palakate. Oh, Valeras, take it out. For this is a center for ease. Takatiras, take it out. For we take advantage of the virtue you have placed in, inside one another. We take advantage of the operation of the Spirit in one another. And we use that same vehicle to bless one another. Hallelujah. Malakas, take a pala makate. For there is no one feeble in this place. There is no one incapable of doing the works of Jesus, for we are all spontaneous. We are all we are rebellious to the works of darkness. We are rebellious to the works of the flesh. We are rebellious. We rebel against the works of the devil. Come on, we rebel. That is who we are. We rebel against the works of the devil. Anywhere we see it, we rebel against unbelief. Anywhere we see it, we rebel. We rebel. Oh, glory to God. Master, give it to oh, Safa, take a man and a keba. Oh, 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 glory to God. Oh, Sabi, Pinda, oh, Stabba, get out. Akapranta, Kaulamada, Alamada. This is your delight. This is Father's delight. Yes, this is Father's delight. Man, let's take it there. Men and women. Let's take it. Takata, rebelling. Against ignorance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, I rebel against ignorance. I rebel against the works of the devil. Shout glory, 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 glory. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your seat, everybody. Hallelujah. And have your seat. Oh, we love you forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have you take Christ, take a toilet, take a vita. Oh, Kathy, Pisseo, Ratel. They are now stuck up all the rest of the coupe. Oh, glory to God. See, church must not be less than this. If I come to your sitting room to do this, then you can query me. If I go to, if I'm in shop right where everybody is watching a nice movie and I did this, you can query me. But in church, this is what church is meant for. Church is meant to make you better, to see God better, to appreciate the things of God better. Amen. 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 So in church, church for most of us is once in a week, some of us twice, some of us three times. So in that little time, we don't spare your soul. We give you what you need. Amen. We give you what you need. We baptize you with what you need. We have been anointed of God to take care of your spiritual growth. Glory to God. We are not anointed of God to take your money. No. We are not here to, we are not anointed of God to take your resources or to for you or to make merchandise of you, but to take care of your spiritual growth. So any person that is not taking care of your spiritual growth is a wolf. Amen. So in church, once they are ministering things of the Spirit to you, they are not saying you will make dollars. So you sow dollars. You know, if that you shout amen, but we are talking about things of the Spirit. You are done. No, we are giving you reality. Reality. Amen. Praise God. Reality. Value this. Value this. In the 80s, in the 70s, men travel across continents just to lay hold on the world. In the age of information technology, we must not, our zeal, our resolution must not be less. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I am active about receiving what God has for me. See, in church, this is where you take care of your weak. This is where you learn righteousness, consciousness. This is where you assure yourself again that this week, oh, I'm getting it done. This is where you assure yourself that, okay, where I fell last week, I am not falling there this week. That's where we have church. And there's a constant reminder of what God has done for you that you have learned. He will remind you again. That's the church. It's not where we play with you. It's not where we give you gist. It's not where we give you jokes. It's not where we bring the best comedian in town. It's not a social gathering. Last Sunday, most of my pastors, they went to a shop, what's the name of that place again? They watched a nice movie. I didn't think you preach the gospel there. Amen. But church, God, your believers. It's a different thing entirely. Hallelujah. How you doing? Oh, thank you, everybody. I can settle down. If you have found a new friend, you can go and sit beside him or you are permitted. You can change your position. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So in church, we place priority on spiritual growth. In church, we place priority on what? Spiritual growth. On the things of God. On the things of God. We are not people that lacks fun, though. Amen? As in, you just need to see us outside this tie. Praise God. There's another, a new wave now that some people say they want me to have six pack by force. You can be carrying iron. You can see us there too. You say, are these ministers of God? That's the point. For church, we don't carry iron here. Even our trainer is here in the house. Amen. Carry the iron of the spirit. I'm serious. Amen, amen. So always see church for what church is. Let them not sell you trash again and you take it. Don't take it. They are trying to impress you. Don't take it. Say, sir, please don't impress me. They are trying to make you lively. Say, please don't make me lively. I've got clubs. Sorry, clubbing is not bad, depending on what you are doing there. Abby? Sorry, nobody is answering me. Don't worry, thank you. Okay, I didn't know your own definition of club anyway. So let me leave that. But after help us with that director, it's a bit. Thank you. You are ignorant of evil, right? You are very spiritual. Thank you. So, like, just know when you are in church. That priority must be strong. Like strong. Something I just came on there. I'm now reiterating what I knew about said yesterday. I kept saying it. After service, call me. Pastor, what's that? Call me. There's no honor in that. There's no honor that is pastor. Don't talk. No, there's no pastor in heaven. What if it is his teaching ministry that will eventually make people quote, qualify forever. In the old Nigeria, just it's only two people who enter. Do you understand what I meant? What if God says it's only people who have grown up spiritually that will enter heaven? The old Nigeria, you see two people. America, one. Ghana, none. South Africa, minus 10. South Africa, they can be serious. That's a place I heard that things like a guest minister can come. And as one of his honorarium, they can dash in one nine sister in the congregation. I've never heard that thing before in my life. No marriage guy. Honorarium. Not an unbeliever. Tongue speaking, yeah. Nah, serious. We were taking the gospel around here, man. Somebody, one Cameroonian was my friend on Facebook. He said, the damage that Nigerian pastors, preachers have caused in Cameroon, he said it will take the next generation to quiet it. And it's true. Nigerians, we are everywhere. You know? There, we are in every corner. Just see somebody, even look yellow like this girl. Just go and investigate. Just take away the yellow. At the back, it's a black Nigerian. Nationalize it everywhere. Preachers everywhere. So I think there's a type of zeal in Nigeria, which is good anyway. But we now have to channel it correctly. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, spare me an extra 1 hour today. I will see what I can do. Matthew 12. Call it our spirit and our gifts. Praise God. Our spirit and our gifts. In this place, I permit e-Bible. Just ensure your phone or your device is on flight mode. So that the message from your ex will not be coming. Maybe it's from your current, it's better. One is now ex. When you're in church, I'll be threatening you. Promise to marry me. faith will just jump away. The pastor saved my soul. So, like, just understand that. Try and have a notepad to write, whether on your phone or on your hard copy. Matthew 12, 38. Our spirit and our gift. Let's first see the journey of Jesus. What is the journey of Jesus? His journey. Where did it start from? Of course, I will not really go into the incarnation today. The new God became a man, John 1:14. The Word was made flesh. He dwells among us. We bear his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace, which is the truth. So he came on that. And he now starts saying something in the middle of his 3.5 years ministry. Everybody, are you in Matthew 12? Please, open the Bible here. It's non-negotiable. You just have to open. Don't worry. Once it's just 12 or past 12, when I'm done, just say hallelujah. Just run out. But as long as you are here, just give me your attention. Give me your mind. It's not fun fear. We didn't come here to joke. Give me your mind. So one of my weapons of teaching you, that's a weapon. give me a better grammar, brighter grammar. Eh? Tools, thank you. So one of my tools of reaching out to you is by you opening the Bible I'm reading. As you are hearing it, you are seeing it. Two things is needed for spiritual growth. Have a good pastor, then follow him. Simple. God will now deal with that pastor very well to ensure that you are fit. But once you have a good pastor and you listen to his instruction, forget the rest. You want to be under Kichukuma, you will be. Amen. So follow me today. Matthew chapter 12, every scripture is meant to be open. I read verse 38, 39, 40. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we won't see a sign from thee. 39, and he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall none be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. Verse 40. Want to go, everybody? Yes. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Amen. So, if you are going to base the journey of Jesus on that scripture, where is Jesus going to end? Check your Bible. Don't look at me. Where is Jesus going to end his journey? So, Jesus will go to hell and he will remain there. Amen. So, that is why you don't have to take, you have to take the whole scripture together. Go to Matthew chapter 16. That's how you can't read a part of the scripture and you just make a mountain out of it. Matthew 16:21. Okay, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. And be what? Raised again the third day. Amen. Verse 22, then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. God forbid. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me. For thou savorest not the things that are of God. Look at that one day. But those that be of men. Stop. So, what is the qualification to call a man of the devil? See when he's carrying sham? See, he's there. False doctrine. When you speak against redemption, when you touch it with, you pancake it, sandwich it. You know sandwich? Put something here, put another one on top, put another one on top. Amen. When you sandwich it, say that is the ministry of the devil. We leave that. That's why we don't talk to our fathers today. Okay. Go to Matthew 17. Matthew 17, verse 22. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. 23. Want to go, everybody? And they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exiled. Sorry. Okay. So, now, as far as these scriptures were concerned, where was the destination of Jesus? He will die and you what? Hallelujah. So, God, the intention of God all this while is just for a man to come, Jesus will come, die for our sin, then resurrect, and he just starts, and you just go on his own. That's it. That's why I say, take the whole scripture together. Matthew 28:20. Take everything together. I read 20, Matthew 28:20. Okay, let's take it together. One to go, everybody. Thank you. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even unto the end. I am with you how long? So the end point of redemption is not for Jesus to be seated at the right hand of the Father. It's for him to be where? In us. When Jesus started his journey, you came from heaven to earth. If you have finished that song very well, Jesus should land in you. He started, call it heaven, yes, came down on earth, suffered, went to hell, raised again, went to the right hand of the Father, but that was not his priority. What is his priority? In you. John 14:2. In my Father's house, open, John 14:2, in my Father's house are many mansions. Amen. How does your own version read? Is your own version, in my Father's house, there will be many mansions. Is that what is there? Open your own Bible. Is it saying in my Father's house, there will be many mansions? How does your own say it? In my Father's house, there. So are the many mansions already there? Are they there? So why was Jesus going? And he said, if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. He was going to die, not to make God love you, not really to like to start building some things, but he was going to die to make you fit to be in the Father's mansion. Amen? He was going to what? Die to make you, to make us fit to be in the Father's mansion. Verse 3 now says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be where also. So that's what I'm saying. What is the end point of the journey of Jesus? Verse 23, everybody. Verse 23. Want to go? Yes. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come and make our abode with him. Amen. So if a man loving him there does not mean any experiential loving. The end point of the whole book of John was for men to believe. To love him is for you to believe his gospel. It's not by saying, Jesus, I love you. It's not by singing sweet songs. It's not by changing the lyrics of Celine Dion, singing to God, thinking that one is how to express your love to God. No, to love him is to believe what he said. Amen? It's not an emotional God. It's not carried away by your tiny, tiny, tiny cricket voice. It's not by not by the number of keyboard, you have Korg, Roland, 7 octave, 9 octave. You want to ask 4 ladders, you jump from one to the fourth one to play. That's not what glorifies God. Amen? Praise God. We get there soon. So, 1 Timothy chapter 5. So, he said, if a man love me, me and my Father will love him. It will not only stop there. We will now come. We will pack our load. And what? Come and stay with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will come and make our abode with that person. Ooh, that's cute. Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Thessalonians. I will explain this one briefly, a bit out of the topic I'm treating. And the very God of peace sanctify you only. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Look at that place very well. It looks like he's praying, but if you have a KJV Bible, you see that the whole of I pray God. How is it written? Can you see it? KJV. The whole of I pray you. So now you take down out. It's not in the originals. So that's why it's slanted, italicized in your Bible. And also, that first hand, the Greek word there is not the same Greek word as the next hand. The first hand there in the Greek is, it means moreover, D-E, moreover. And then the next hand, look at your Bible. If you are looking at your Bible, you understand what I'm saying. Don't look at me. The first hand, the Greek word there means like moreover. Like I can say, moreover, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That next hand, the Greek word there is kai. And kai now means, that is, your whole spirit, soul, and body preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus. 24 now explain what he's saying. 24, everybody wants to go? Faithful is he that calleth you, who also? Hallelujah. So does a believer need to pray for sanctification? No. Why? That is not a prayer. It is a done deal. So he's saying, the very God of peace sanctify you only. This is what he has done. So what I'm saying is that your hope now, not only spirit now, your body, your soul, and your spirit preserve what? Blameless. And faithful is he that has called you, who also will do it. Now, well, what I really want to bring out there is that man is spirit, soul, and body. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man is what? Spirit, soul, and body. So, that's a lot. Spirit, soul, and body. Okay, what of God? John 4. Just keep following. You are following. You finish quickly. You observe that you are lingering like lingered. You lingered a lampard or something. Okay, verse 21. John 4. Please look at this one, everybody. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall kneel down in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father. You worship what you know not. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. 23, want to go, everybody? But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such. 24, yes, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit. So before, he said, no, it was a conversation between Jesus and that Samaritan woman. So the woman is saying, you guys are saying Jerusalem is a place where people ought to worship God. But we have been worshiping God in one mountain in Samaria. And Jesus now said, well, actually, Jerusalem is actually the certified place of worship. Say, but an hour is coming that you will not have to worship God specifically where? In a location, in Jerusalem. If you remember in Acts chapter 8, that man that we call the Ethiopian eunuch, he traveled all the way from Ethiopia. I didn't think the Ethiopia that he's talking about is the Ethiopia in Africa. I think there are two Ethiopias in those old world. Go and read history. Anyway, so there's a man that traveled from Ethiopia. You know, we can bring a remark from that. That's how the gospel entered Africa. Well, I don't think so. Don't be particular on that. So a man came from Ethiopia to where? To Jerusalem. That would mean, you know, it's funny. To worship God, you can't stay where you are. If you are living in Calabar, you have to, if God is in Abuja, you have to come to Abuja. As far as they are concerned, God then is where? Jerusalem. So Jesus now said, thank you. You are shaking your head for them, have you? They suffered. It's not their fault. Amen? It's Moses. Seller. So some activities take place in Jerusalem that is acceptable to God. That is worship. Write that down. Worship is activities that take place in a location that God said, these things is acceptable to me. So who defines worship? God. So who defines also the place of worship? God. That's what Moses was just communicating. That is God that will tell you how he is to be worshipped and where is to be worshipped. Praise God. So some activities take place in Jerusalem that is acceptable, that are acceptable to God. But location of those activities was about to change from Jerusalem to where? To where? To the spirit. Isaiah is now saying verse, read verse 23 again, everybody. 23, want to go? Yes? Again, 23, want to go? The hour is coming. So when is that hour? When Jesus will die and be raised from the dead. As that hour, in that dispensation, when you are saying the word an hour in the Bible, it does not mean 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. It means a certain dispensation is coming when you will not have to travel from your location to Kubwa to worship God. God will be worshipped where? In the spirit. That will mean some activities will be taking place in your spirit that will be what? Acceptable to God. Are you with me? Okay. Oh, glory to God. John 3. Okay, Philippians 2:13. Philippians 2:13. For it is God which what? Philippians 2. There's a trick about opening scripture. That when you open it, it will just somehow, you easily know where it is later. When you open it, not just when you are hearing it. Your Bible is your own. Philippians 2:13. Want to go, everybody? For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to. Again, read that scripture to your neighbor. Want to go? Somebody, yes? For it is God who worketh both to will. Try and read it to somebody else again, yes? For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do. Say, God is working in me. Doing is good pleasure. No, that's wrong, eh? So that would mean only together with God can man worship God. You can't worship God out of your own accord. You can't worship God by your own prescribed mechanism, ways, and pattern. Only with God can man worship God. So constantly your spirit is teaching your mind how to worship. Praise God. Okay, John 3 now. John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, look at your Bible. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be, are you with me? And be what? And be born. That would mean Nicodemus was asking for an explanation. Sir, you said except a man can be born again, he cannot enter. Because I don't understand what you are saying. So Jesus now said the same thing with another set of grammars. Verse 5. Want to go, everybody? Jesus answered and, Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born. Of course, I've taught you in this place, to be born again means to be born from above. We have a series on that, being born again. To be born again is to be born from above. And to be born from above means to receive the Spirit that is from above. Amen? It means to receive, to be born of the Spirit. It means to receive the Spirit that is from where? From above. Acts chapter 5. So the coming of the Spirit is what makes a man brand new. What made you a new creation? The coming of the Spirit. What made you a brand new? What made you born again? You have the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 5. Acts 5:29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hung on a tree. Him as God exalted with his right hand to be prince and a savior. For to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. Verse 22, yes? Henry, see, you're not following me. Verse 22, everybody want to go, yes? Verse 22 again, yes? And we are his witnesses of these things. 32, rather. And so is the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them. So anyone that's obeyed there, don't forget to, it's not progressive obedience. It's not when you are obeying every day. Don't just pick the Bible and interpret it the way he's saying. If it is progressive obedience, then God will be giving you the Holy Ghost every day. That would mean when you obey, he gives you. When you disobey, he takes away. Tete a tete. Come and go. Come and go. So to obey him is to believe the gospel. Amen? The people that have believed his gospel, the gospel of his son, he gave them what? The Holy Ghost. Colossians 1:27. So you receive the Spirit from where the Son sits. You receive the Spirit from where the Son is seated. That is why the Holy Ghost is called the Spirit of Christ. Of course, you know Christ, he was a son by the reason of the incarnation, and also a son by reason of what? Resurrection. But he never gave the Spirit until when? Resurrection. Praise God. So, the Holy Ghost is called the Spirit, let me use this word, of the risen Christ. Of the risen Christ. Amen. So, I said open Colossians 1:27. To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is what? Christ in you, the hope. Christ in you, what? The hope. So, if I said, is Christ in you? What is your answer? Yes. But how does Christ live in you? By the Spirit. Jesus today is a man, okay? He's a man that came to the earth to die for your sin. So if you are saying, if you are saying, Jesus is leaving me now, a man cannot live in you. I can't live in your juice now. I'm even bigger than him. Praise God. Okay. So a man cannot, unless you are pregnant. Are we? That's the only way a man can live in you. And that baby will soon come out. You'll be on your own again. So a man cannot live in you. So if you say Christ in you, we mean what? His Spirit is in you. Is that clear? Christ in you means what? The Spirit of the risen Christ is in you. Galatians 4 verse 4. So how does Jesus live in us today? By his Spirit. Galatians 4 verse 4. I wait for you. Henry T. Is your phone skipping? Have you overloaded it with Avengers, what's the name of these games? Come on, open, don't get tired. Galatians 4 verse 4. One to go, we are reading this together, everybody. Everybody, look at a Bible. Everybody, look at a Bible. Brarafe, where's your Bible? Is it there? Oh, you are using Plier Bible. Okay, Galatians 4 verse 4. One to go, everybody. But fullness of time was come. God sent his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Verse 5, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Verse 6, and because you are son, God has sent for the Spirit of his son into your heart. Cry. Again, verse 6, yes. And because you are sons, God has sent for the Spirit of his son into your heart. Cry. Oh, verse 7, we want to go, everybody. Yes. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, you don't have two spirits. Say, because you are son, God has sent the Spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Say, I have one spirit with God. So, 1 Corinthians 6:17, in church, we open Bible. I've told you that God is a spirit. I've told you that man is a spirit, so it's his spirit, soul, and body. Amen? So, in redemption, when a man believes the gospel, what happens to him? 1 Corinthians 6:17. Come on, open it, even though you know what is there. Open. 1 Corinthians 6:17. You shout this as loud as you can. One, two, go, yes. But he that is joined unto the Lord is... Again, but he that is joined to the Lord... Amen, amen. So in redemption, the Spirit of God, sorry, God, and your spirit, they form an eternal union. They become one. So... Please write this down. I think I will. I didn't know if I explained under understanding Genesis. The spirit of man is actually created to be the container for the Spirit of God. The spirit of man is actually created to be the container. Yeah, container is still okay. To be the container or to be the carrier of the Spirit of God. Thank you. If you say container, you can say, you can pour it away now. Amen. So be the carrier of the Spirit of God. That is why until man becomes born again, the Spirit is called dead. Ephesians 2. Until a man becomes born again, the Spirit is called dead. Until a man is called born again, the spirit is called dead because what ought to be there by the design of God is absent.
So you can see somebody walking up and down the street, doing well in commerce, doing well in engineering, but he's not born again. He's a walking dead man. Why? He's separated, alienated from God. And he needs the gospel. Ephesians 2 verse, should I take it from verse 1? And you at he quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sins. Are you with me? Dead in what? Dead in what? Trespasses and sins. I wrote something down in my note there. Just write it down. I said, darkness gives birth to demonic possession in the mind. Hold on. Darkness gives birth, or darkness births demonic possession in the mind of men. But darkness does not really mean presence of demons. Darkness can birth demonic possession, but darkness does not mean the presence of demons. Darkness means without God. Are you with me? Okay, I should go by it again. Darkness births demonic possessions. Darkness does not really mean presence of demons. Darkness means without God. See verse 2. Wherein in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, are you looking at the Bible? For his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we are dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. Praise God. So for the ministers, take note of this. Like, we don't really have sufficient evidence in the Bible from the scripture to say this, to say a demon can dwell in the spirit of any man, born again or not. A man that is in Illuminati, idol worshiper, a rich woman. We don't have sufficient evidence in the Bible. I don't want to be so authoritative. That's why I'm using that word. To say a demon can stay in the spirit of any man. Because that will also mean the man can as well become irredeemable. Demonic possession is always of the body and mind. The spirit of man is created for God. That is why you can preach to a babalawo, he will become born again. He may be doing fetish things, but that spirit down there is still crying for salvation. Spirit of man, whoever he is, how do you call it? Hindus, a kanka. What's the name of those ones that usually sit on one spot, they were murmuring. Is that a kanka too? Which one is church of murmur? Amen. What their spirit is crying for is God. But the demon in their mind is redirecting the expression to other things. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the spirit of, this is where I'm going. The spirit of man is designed to carry God. Demon is not in the initial creation of God. Amen. The spirit of man is created to carry God. Amen, amen. Okay, let's flow. Ephesians 2. Go to Ephesians 2. 21. You see there. So, if God is a spirit, and if the spirit of man is the carrier, container, we see a better word for it now. For the spirit of God, then that will mean God was homeless until the new creation. Let's say I've started again though. I've not started. Verse 21 and 22. Yes? In whom all the building, filthy frame together, groweth up unto what? An holy temple in the Lord. Look at that Bible. Okay, 22. In whom you are also builded together for an habitation of God. Through us. You are looking at me. Read the Bible. You are what? Builded together for an habitation of God. The word habitation there, sorry, I can't pronounce the Greek word. Just pardon me. It means permanent dwelling place. He said you are made the permanent dwelling place of God. But through what? Through the Spirit. So God does not live in temples. Amen. Praise God. Like, you know why we put key in this church? Because God does not stay here. Amen. If God stays here, we don't have to put key. Amen. Sailor, let's leave the rest. Okay, Acts 7 verse 47. In church, you open Bibles. So I said something. I said God was homeless until the new creation. You understand better as I progress. Our spirit and our gifts, that's the topic. Acts 7 47. No, we have called him a spirit. We have called him the spirit. We have called him the spirit of God. It's time for you to know that he is your spirit. Amen. He's no more the or he, their, our, my. Amen. I thought today you'd be calling him my spirit. You are referring to God. Ooh, amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen, amen. I said, Acts 7:47. I said, God does not dwell in temples. Acts 7:47. What is there? But Solomon built him a house. 48, albeit the Most High dwelt not in temples made with hands, as said the prophet. 49, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house will you... Sorry, stop. What is a throne? Wait, you don't... That is not what I'm saying. Use your Yoruba... Sorry, use your local dialect idea. What is a throne? Like a chair. So is your throne your house? Reassure. Okay, better. So is your throne your house? That way you sleep? Yeah? So you just sit on your throne for how many years? Let's see the house of God. He's here. Yeah? 49. Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me? See the Lord. Or what is the place of my words? What is the place of my words? So is God resting in heaven? Is he resting on his throne? Okay, see, verse 50. Hath not my hand made all these things? So is heaven not one of the creation of God? Okay, Flo, Jesus, 51. You stiff naked, right? And uncircumcised where? In heart and ears. You do always what? Receive the Holy Ghost as your father did. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Old and young, infant and fetus, what do they call it? Everybody opens the Bible in my church. The one in the womb, the one outside, everybody opens the Bible. But Joshua, why are you hiding there? So you can be playing game in church. Nobody's playing game. I'm joking. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 14. Okay, good. Let's go. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth where? Keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Now, well, the word to dwell there in the Greek means to dwell in someone and to influence him for good. It means to live somewhere and to influence for good. So keep by the Holy Ghost that is influencing you for good. Okay, now let me go back to what I'm saying. The union between the spirit of man and the spirit of God is permanent. Now, it's not that the spirit will not live. It's not about God told the spirit not to live. It is that the spirit cannot live. I want to explain now. It's not God did not. The spirit is staying in you now, eh? Not because Jesus won the spirit. That spirit, if you go. No. But the spirit, some things have happened that made it impossible for the spirit to live. Okay, this is the way Ephesians 5.
Oh, glory to God.
Ephesians 5, verse 25. Open your Bibles. Ephesians 5, 25. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved thee and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Verse 27. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that he should be holy and without what? So, like I explained, where did I explain this? I think it's what class meeting or somewhere. That God did not tell you to go and sanctify yourself. Amen? He didn't tell you to go and make your own garment of righteousness without spot or wrinkle. Just read the Bible. You will understand what he said. Look at the Bible again. What is in verse 25? Husbands, love your wife. Even as, okay, what's the first thing that Christ now did? And he gave himself for it that he might stop. How do you interpret that? That he might. Jesus gave himself for the church to the intent so that the church to sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might. Who will present the church to himself? Look at the Bible. Who will present the church to himself? Are you the one that will present yourself to God? No. See the next place. Yes. Not having spot or wrinkle. So who will make you without spot or wrinkle? Is it you or Jesus? Imagine you want to marry a babe and you told him that, hey girl, I want to marry you. Better go and find your wedding gown. Ensure you iron it very well. Ensure you pay for the reception. Ensure you pay for the drinks. Ensure you pay for the cameraman. And when you are done doing everything, you can come and marry me. That can only happen in India, not Nigeria. Amen, amen. We have to go and rebel, do some anti-scriptural rebellion in that country. How can you say a girl that wants to marry you is the one that will pay your bride price? Are you okay? Are you a man at all? And you see, being in the house, you see, be expecting. Somebody say yes. And you be in the house, you should be expecting that, yes, you're not a king. You should, okay, she should marry you, you should be serving her. What? So, like, at least according to the Bible, anyway, the man who. Okay, the Jewish custom is not Christianity, anyway. But still, like. With the, let me not teach what I'm not meant to teach. Anyway, what am I simply saying? Christ loved the church. He did everything so he might present the church to himself. So if for any reason there's one loud trumpet, and 5 minutes after the trumpet, you are sitting in the corner of your room, just knew that Jesus lied in the Bible. Amen. Oh, that song really came to pass in your life. When you come to collect your bill, he forgot you. I mean, that song really came to pass. That means you sang it so much that God just said, let me leave my word. This song, this is a confession. Let her have it. Amen. Praise God. Say, Jesus died so that I can be sanctified. Today he has died. I have lived the reality. I am sanctified. I'm without spot. I'm without wrinkle. Amen. So let's go. So now, verse 28. So ought men to love their wives even as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Can you see? Even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. Wow. Verse 30 again, yes. For we are members of his flesh and of his. 30 again. For we are members of his and of his and of his. Does that look like what you can separate? Okay. 631. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother. Listen, everybody, guys, leave your father and mother. and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall. They two shall be one flesh. 22. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ. Amen, amen. Leave that great mystery, amen. Don't talk about it. Now, what am I saying? God so much wants the unity between the husband and the wife. But that unity, that oneness is to mirror something. To mirror what? That unity between Christ and the church. And I've told you, how does Christ live in you? By the Spirit. So, God said they will be what? One. See, one is what? One. What is one? One. So although husband and wife, they look like two different entities. Now, on the normal plane, not in typology, you use something temporal, something that is finite, to represent something that is like infinite. Imagine, for instance, when he said that on the communion table, the last legal communion table, seller, Jesus said what? This is my what? This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood, right? Which is shed for many for the remission of sins. So just pick the wine and he's saying this is his blood. Now that wine that day, is it really the blood of Jesus? No. But he used it to typify the blood of Jesus. Amen? So that will mean that blood of Jesus, what he did, the wine cannot do. So also, although we may look like husband and wife can divorce. Well, yes. But what they are to mirror is something that it cannot be separated. Do you understand me? What they are to pattern their union after is something that God wants to be eternally together. Say, my spirit and God's spirit, we are one like this. Nobody can separate us. You can't know which is which. You are getting me. 15 minutes more, so I will be done. So, now, there is a way. Jesus. There is a way my pastor shall say it. That is Pastor July, me in Ibadan. Imagine, okay, how many people bake cake here? Every Elizabeth, that's your hobby, baking cake. I can get a good job. Baking cake. That's how they turn you to a bakery. You get married. They just buy you a big oven. You baking cake for me every day. Huh? Cupcake. Makeup. That one is a new one. I don't know. Okay, now imagine makeup cannot really work in this example. So imagine you want to bake cake. Just three ingredients of cake, yes? Egg? Okay, let's do an exam. In order of priority, three ingredients of cake. Number one? Two?
Water.
See them? So you put egg without water. Yeah, it. Egg. Okay, anyway. In any order, number one, flour, egg, butter, right? So after, okay, thank you. When we get to, we practice that one, okay? You do your own, follow your own procedure. We follow our procedure. We know the one that comes out best. So after you put everything together, and you put it in an oven, and you take it to maybe about 70 degrees, 80 degrees, very hot. When the cake is out, can you bring out your butter bag? Can you bring out your flour? Say, give me my flour. In fact, when they have baked it, the flour so much ate the butter. Flour said, I want to get out of this place. Is it possible? So your spirit and the spirit of God, they are baked. Caked. Submerged. Sand. In. I don't know. Give me a grammar. Yeah, instant one. Yes, I was intertwine. Yeah. Woo. Glory. Say, my spirit and God, we are intertwined.
We cannot be twined. I mean, we cannot be untwined. Amen, amen. Let's form our own grammar. Say we cannot be untwined. Woo, glory to God. God forbid. So God is permanently convenient inside of you. God, like, is resting. You are the home of God. Let me show you something. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 10 minutes, man, will be done. Don't worry. Like, God is not managing. He's not saying, this guy is saved. I don't even pray. What do I even do to her? Let me just use one button to see. No, let me just be a scotter. No scotter. Floater. Eh? Let me just be a floater in his room, in her life. Did she pray again today? She didn't pray. Okay, let's give her 2 more days. I will go. It's convenient. See what I'm saying? See where I'm going? 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We look at some Old Testament scriptures and I'll be done now. Verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath... Thank you, Father. Lord, just forgive it. Somebody is saying, what of my sins? That is where you have the forgiveness of sins. That is why in the Old Testament, they will sprinkle small blood on that seat. That the blood will later expire. It will dry. But in the New Testament, a flowing blood is sitting on the throne. Do you understand the difference? In the old, they will take some blood. They will shed it. But in the new, a human being whose blood will not dry up is there. So that is the man that is making intercession. The blood is always there. That means before they need blood for your forgiveness, it's already there. It's there. It will always be there. It will not leave. That is what God did. It's not I like you. I don't like you, sir. Sorry. I didn't like you. It's not I like your face. But that is what God did for you. So all this will give you a confidence, a boldness of sonship. Come on, let's see this. Verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked. Please, everybody, look at your Bible, please. I will soon be done. With unbelievers, for what fellowship at what? Righteousness with who? And what communion at light with darkness? And what concord at Christ with Belial? Or what part at he that with an stop there? That would mean, since he was doing comparison between he that believeth with an infidelite. So from verse 15, let's go back to verse 14. Let's start going back up. So in that same verse 15, who is an infidel there? Belial, right? Who is he that believeth? Christ. Who? In verse 14, the latter part, who is an infidel? Darkness. Who is he that believeth? Light. Go back up. An infidel is what? Unrighteousness. A believer is? Go back up. Unbelievers. It's not there. Now, go. Yes, thank you. You. 16. And what agreement are the? What agreement are the? Who is the believer? With idols. For you are the temple of the throne or temple. Which is superior? Heaven and you. Which one does God value most? Okay. Jesus. For God has said, I will dwell in and I will walk in them. I will be their God and they shall be. Stop. No, he said, please focus on the grammars of the Bible. He said, as God has said. That means it was a quotation, right? Check Leviticus 26, verse 12. It should be there. Say, as God. So then, it was a prophecy that this thing will happen. But when he's writing it right now, the day he was writing it, it was no more prophetic. It was reality. Amen.
Have you seen it? Leviticus 26 verse 12. Okay, that was it. Now, go to Exodus 29. So, we had these revelations in progressive pattern in the Old Testament. Amen? Hallelujah? In progressive pattern. Exodus chapter 29 verse 45. See the way this one puts it. So, want to go, everybody? Yes? And, okay, I'll wait for you. Come on. Ooh, 29:45. Exodus 29:45. Want to go? Yes, can we? And I will dwell among the children and will be there. Okay, go to Exodus 43, verse 7. Be fast, just be open, just be open. Just write the verse. Open. Exodus 43, verse 7. Yes. And he said unto me, Son of Man. Exodus. No, Ezekiel. Ezekiel. Sorry. You are smart. Ezekiel 43, verse 7. Come on, let's do this. Yes, are you there? 43, verse 7. Yes, let's read. And he said unto me, Son of Man, the place and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. My holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile. Now, the way prophecy was written, it looked like God is saying, I will come in among you and I will be walking up and down with you. Don't forget, they are searching. They were looking for the truth. They were investigating. Quickly run to the New Testament. John 6. John 6. Verse 56. Ooh. John 6, verse 56. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, what happens to him? Dwelleth in me and I, again read, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, that should make you know that he's not talking about holy communion. To eat his flesh and to drink his blood is to believe his gospel. That is typology. If you read that whole chapter, you understand what I'm saying. Now, okay, run back to the Old Testament, Psalm 132. Psalm. Psalm 132. My keyboard is not around. Verse 8. 132. Psalm 132. Ooh. Verse 8. Arise, O Lord, into whose rest? Thy rest. Thou and the ark of thy strength. Lest thy priest be clothed with what? Righteousness. Please look at your Bibles. And let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away thy face. Please, let me just give you this. Most of the time, when you see for David's sake, in Psalm, he's talking about for Christ's sake. Just keep it down somewhere. Okay, verse 11. The Lord has sworn in the truth unto David. Not David, it's Christ. Remember Hebrews. The Lord said unto my Lord. Okay, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Verse 12. If thy children will keep my covenant and testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. Verse 13. Want to go, everybody? For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it. Again, 13, yes? For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. 14. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired. Hallelujah. 15. I will abundantly bless our provision. I will satisfy our poor with bread. 16. I will also clothe our priests with salvation. Hallelujah. So, in that Genesis chapter 2, chapter 1, when Bible said, and God rested from all his works, when did God actually rest? When did he enter into his own rest? Did we think it's only man that enter into his rest? When Jesus rose from the dead, when we believe? No. God was homeless till you became saved. That's why I said, to bring many sons unto glory. He made the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For they, he that sanctified, and they that are sanctified, are all of one. For which cause is not ashamed to call them brethren. So, you remember in understanding Genesis, I was telling you that everything you saw in that Genesis chapter 1, it didn't play out until somebody made it happen. So when the Bible says God rested from all his works, when did it play out? Not even when Jesus rose from the dead, not even when he was seated, when the Spirit lives in you. So when man entered rest was also when God entered rest. Praise God. So today, God is at home in you. God is a what? Spirit. Right? So, he's not looking for a big palace. He is convenient in you. Oh, glory to God. Stop praying tongues gently. He is convenient where? In you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Valisto Govidra, Ostegivata, can't tell him. Oh, Saturday. If you look at what happened on day one and what happened on day seven was the finality of day one. Amen. Day one was about salvation. Amen. About how the ghost will get all over. But in day seven, God too entered his rest. So you are not the one to fear heaven or to. I've told you, heaven is his throne. But you are his temple. You are his temple. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just bow down your head, pray in tongues, everybody. God is living inside of me. He is living inside of me. God is living inside of me. Thank you, Lord. You are living inside. Your power is walking inside of me. Yeah. Just pray in tongues, everybody. Pray in tongues. God entered rest when man entered into his rest. God entered rest when you became born again. You have been made an habitation of God, the dwelling place of God through the Spirit. He said in that psalm, he said, this is my rest. This is my rest. This is my resting place. Woo, glory to God. Pray in tongues a bit more. Just pray in tongues a bit more. Let this reality sink into you that you are the habitation of God. It's not in you by mistake. You are his delight. So, do yourself some favor. Take the things of God serious. Why? Because God is, let me use the word, he's talk. He's just there. He's in you. So it's now time for you to progress into spiritual growth. Progress into expressing all he has wrought in you. Progress into emancipation. Progress into utilizing all he has made available for you. For truly, God is living inside of you. God is living. He is living. He is living. He is living. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are valuable to God. You are his house. He decorates you. He heals your body. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He heals your body. He walks on your mind day and night. For you are his house. You are his house. Your spirit, your soul, your body is valuable to him, for you are his house. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray a bit more. Come on, soak yourself in some tongues. It's an expression of the God that lives inside of us. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Oh,
Oh man, na na ostaka prache ketilos tegevila o teketo la cabra star kata. Oh man, la casto minemo shetile makati. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God lives in you. He lives in you. He lives in you. He lives in you. He is convenient inside of you. He is convenient inside of you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. That's why you are called a new creation. Ah, that is God walking up and down town. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. God lives where? Inside of you. You have been made an habitation of God through the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in tongues a bit more. Oh, nana, stega valley rose, stega bitata shata. Hippolymo seterita ti. Singing the Holy Ghost, sorrow.